Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Final Inspection with Steve Zocchi.
Presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove.
On 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome back to the Final Inspection Show, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Make sure to check out Great Lakes Dragway on Facebook and at greatlakesdragway.com for all the latest news at Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, along with David Hobbs Honda. Make sure to check out davidhobbs.com for all the latest in new and used vehicle choices, not only in Hondas, but all sorts of makes and models at davidhobbs.com. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is Mike Lashman from the Vintage Indy Registry. Welcome to the show, Mike. Hello. Let's go. He's not there. So the Milwaukee Legends at the Mile event, of course, will be running alongside the ARCA Midwest Tour Father's Day 75 at the historic Milwaukee Mile coming up. And we're having an issue on the phone with Mike. Let me see what we can do here. Oh, we'll try it again. So, and the Vintage Indy Registry is a pretty cool event. Lots of vintage Indy cars from all across, from roadsters in the 60s, your rear engine cars, your newer cars such as Marches and Lolas from the 80s that raced at the Milwaukee Mile. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it and whatnot. This Father's Day weekend, though, will be it's pretty cool. It's a cool event because it's not only do you get stock car racing, but you're also getting the open wheel stuff. And not only vintage open wheel stuff, but also vintage stock cars. So like I was talking with Bob Sargent before from Track Enterprises, is that the Father's Day weekend is there's going to be something for everybody there. And it's a real important event for the Milwaukee Mile. People have been saying, you know, we need to bring racing back to the Milwaukee Mile. And well, this is your chance now. You got to support the event. So, and from this point, then maybe perhaps we can get more events at the Milwaukee Mile. I think we fixed our phone trouble. So let's go to the Midwest Bank Hotline, and we'll try Mike Lashman from the Vintage Indy Registry once again. Mike, how are you doing, sir?
Great, Steve.
So
how are you today?
Pretty good, pretty good. This is a pretty cool event. I was just telling the fans, you know, how important this event is for the future of the Milwaukee Mile. But not only is it, you know, it's serious in that way, but it's going to certainly be a fun event because at this race event coming up Father's Day, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for fans to interact with these cars, isn't there?
Yeah, there's going to be a wide variety of cars there, as Bob Sargent mentioned. And to quote Paul Newman's character from the movie Winning back in 69, his character was Frank Capa. And, you know, everybody goes to Milwaukee after Indy, and we're coming off the Indianapolis 500 by 3 weeks. And we're really anxious to get to Milwaukee and put on this great show for the fans at what is the world's oldest racetrack, the oldest continuous use racetrack in the world, the Milwaukee Mile.
And I was with you guys on Gateway last year in August, and fantastic event, and the fans just loved it, a lot of fans. And what was most impressive when I was with you guys in St. Louis is the cross-section of not only, you know, you got your older fans that actually saw a lot of these cars race, you know, when they raced back in the day, but a lot of the younger fans, too. And it's pretty cool seeing, you know, whether it's high school, the teenagers, to, you know, younger kids. And the one thing that they seem to be intrigued is the variety of cars back then. You know, from front engine cars to rear engine cars to wing cars to ground effect cars, and kind of Mike, walk us through the variety of cars they're going to be seeing on Father's Day.
Well, at the Milwaukee Mile, it's going to be just like down at Gateway, only maybe even a little bit better. We've got a gamut of cars running from the early 1930s all the way up through the latter part of the 90s. We've got entries from literally California to Virginia to Connecticut, all over the Midwest, and we've even got an entry with a 1930s. Are coming all the way from Australia, believe it or not. The fans are going to see, you know, five iconic roadsters there: the Parnelli Jones 63 Old Calhoun, the 1964 Foyt Sheraton Thompson car, a leader card car, one of the Wilkie cars out of Milwaukee. Let's see what else. We're going to have rear engine cars from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. The Bill Simpson Cheetah. The Bobby Unser 1972 Olsenite Eagle Offie, which won at Milwaukee in 72 and sat on the pole at Indianapolis in 72. We're going to have Raul Buzel's late 90s Riley and Scott Aurora car that is a brand new restoration rolling out for the first time.
Yeah.
And also Mike Mosley's AAR Eagle, the Blatt Eagle out of Santa Ana, California, that was Dan Gurney's favorite all-time design Eagle.
Yeah, and that one is really cool because it has the throwback livery that it had when it raced at Ontario back in 1980. Beautiful car. I saw it down in Indianapolis, and quite the stunning car. Certainly great to see that car back running and on the track. So has Bob told you how many times these cars are going to be on the track during the weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday, there's no public gate, but one could buy a pit pass and or pay for parking, my understanding is, and come into the infield and watch the practice. Rotating practice starts at 11 a.m. Saturday morning and goes straight through to 3 p.m., so 4 hours of track time between the four groups. I would imagine that we're probably going to see each group of cars on the track at least three times through the course of that 4 hours, and then on Sunday the regular scheduled times for each segment of the event on Sunday. So a lot of track time. We estimate for the vintage Indy cars probably a total of 2 hours of track time between the 2 days. That's what I've told all my guys. So we're looking forward to that.
So if a fan comes up and sees a car and the owner sitting there, should the fan be afraid to ask the gentleman about the car, or should they ask him about the
absolutely
car?
Absolutely not. Our car owners, drivers, crew members, a lot of these guys are former IndyCar crew members and IndyCar people, and we're a very fan-friendly paddock. And I should also tell everybody that's listening that if you're there on Sunday, on Father's Day, with a ticket for the race, whether you buy it at the gate or you bought it online or bought it at Menards, that ticket is a pit pass, an automatic pit pass into the Vintage Indy Registry paddock. It won't work to get you into the ARCA and the truck pit, but it's an automatic pit pass into the fan-friendly Vintage Indy paddock, and that paddock will be dressed and really be beautiful. You can see all these cars, talk to these guys. On Sunday, we'll have a couple of former Indy 500 drivers there. John Martin is going to drive the Chevrolet Corvette Indy 500 pace car for us. For all the vintage IndyCar segment, and then we expect David Hobbs there on Sunday, and both those guys are going to be signing autographs, and Dave Hobbs is going to be signing his book down in our paddock area. So stop by, say hi, introduce yourself. Everybody's friendly. You know, the kids, some of these drivers will even let the kids sit in these iconic cars, so we welcome everyone to come down and see us.
And what's neat about it is the paddock where the vintage Indy cars are going to be is very convenient, isn't it, for the fans?
It is. If you're in the grandstand and you're a fan, you can just simply walk through that tunnel that goes under the main straightaway. And when you exit the tunnel, if you turn immediately to your right and turn 180 degrees to your right, you'll literally walk through the gate into the vintage Indy car paddock. You should be able to see it from the grandstand quite easily. Our tents are going to be purple and white striped roof tents, and there'll be lots of flags flying and whatnot. And we're really easy to find, whether you're in the grandstand or you're in the infield. And as I said, we welcome everybody to come down and say hi. It's part of the show.
And talking with Mike Lashman on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the Vintage Indy Registry on the Final Inspection Show. You know, what is what shouldn't we do when we go there? We shouldn't be walking on the cars or anything like that, right?
Yeah, don't touch the cars unless you ask. Some of these cars are very, you know, valuable cars, ranging, you know, from anywhere from the hundreds of thousands to the millions of dollars in value, believe it or not. So always ask before you touch a car. But you know, everybody's very friendly, and all these owners are really receptive to the fans. They love to put these cars out in front of the public. They love to interact with the fans and answer your questions. And, you know, just feel free to, you know, mosey on down. And we're neighborly. What can I say?
Should be a lot of fun. I know a lot of people have been interacting with me when I see them out, and they've been talking about it. And they're certainly looking forward to seeing a wide variety of cars Father's Day weekend at the Milwaukee Mile. Mike, we certainly appreciate you taking out your time out of your busy schedule to join the show, and look forward to chatting with you next week at the Milwaukee Mile at the Father's Day Extravaganza.
All right, Steve, thank you. And, you know, we've just had an immense amount of support from everybody up in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, everybody from Paulie's Pub and Eatery across the street there from the track on Greenfield Avenue to Cole Publishing and Bob Kendall, Kettle Moraine Preservation and Restoration up in Brewster, Wisconsin, and just an outpouring of interest in all of this.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. We'll chat more next week at the Milwaukee Mile. All right, thank you, Mike. And that was Mike Lashman on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We'll take a break. When we come back after a sports flash, we'll talk with Eddie Lapine from RacingNation.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.